This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With the coronavirus cases already topping 5,800, President Trump is asking Congress to help Americans through a financial storm. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some senators say the economic aid package could reach $1 trillion, including direct checks to residents.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin's been negotiating the package with congressional leaders for the president.
We want to get it done and have a big infusion.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn until one passes. It would be the most far-reaching economic rescue package since the Great Recession, with all sides agreeing more aid is needed to handle what's coming. But some Republicans say they're leery of the massive number. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. hospitals are bracing for a possible onslaught of coronavirus patients with pneumonia and other breathing problems with a shortage of ventilators. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
The Society of Critical Care Medicine is projecting nearly 1 million patients, 960,000, may need to be put on ventilators during this virus outbreak. That's more than 4 times the number available. Hospitals are rushing to rent more ventilators, and manufacturers are ramping up production, but experts doubt the demand can be met. And there aren't enough respiratory personnel to handle the possible number of patients expected. The Pentagon contributing 2,000 specialized ventilators will have to train civilians how to use them. The evidence from China suggests that some coronavirus patients who develop severe breathing problems will need to be on ventilators for weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And from here in Washington, for more news, please join us at our website. That's voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Former Vice